Welcome back to the 312 show. Today we got a very special guest. We got Miami Hurricanes commit Jamal Johnson here. So I'm just going to ask a few questions and we'll get going. All right. So obviously, you know, coronavirus is going on. What are you doing as an athlete, you know, in quarantine, like to keep your health right, keep your mind right, you know, your workouts?
Yeah, basically what I do every day, I just go on a mile run, and then I get home, and I do a little push-up, and then I do a little core work to keep my body in shape, and you know, I put the right protein and right food in my body so I can regenerate for the next day, basically.
Yeah, sounds good. Yes. You know, you had a pretty good, you know, you're still in your high school career. I mean, it's crazy for a guy to, you know, have offers this early. You know, kind of take us through your high school career so far. What's been going on?
Nothing much, really. Everything's been quiet since, you know, I'm only a sophomore. You know, coaches can't have contact or communication with me until September 1st. But, you know, it's just been a real good experience through my high school years of getting offers and all that because, you know, it's really a dream come true because in a way, that's every athlete's dream to go D1, you know, to go to college. So to me, getting at a young age, it just solidifies me as saying like, okay, I was made to do this. Like, I fit the eyeball test. Yeah, I can do this, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's crazy to get offers this early, I mean, and be committed. You know, you're all set now. You're going to – I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan, so I'm really excited, you know? When was the – like, what was the first offer you got, and when was that?
My first offer was my freshman year, and I got an offer from FIU.
All right. So you got an offer from FIU your freshman year, and then when did that Miami offer come in?
And that was back – that was late back in January. Freshman year.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, that – it's really cool, you know, walking in the halls in school, you know, having that offer. And it's pretty cool. So obviously you just recently committed to Miami. What was most intriguing about Miami?
It was just the atmosphere, going to the Miami games, just being invited to the Miami games and feeling the atmosphere and being around the fans. It's just, you just think to yourself, like, okay, what if I get to play around this? What if I just stay home and just do it for my home, you know, just put on for my city, you know, like we all say.
Yeah.
Why not? Because you can go to these other schools and make them schools great, but now why not make the crib great, you know?
Yeah, and also, you know, it's Miami. It's a 305, you know? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to play anywhere else? It's the best city on earth, man.
Yes, it really is.
I mean, and also you're playing for a really good, really good coach, Manny Diaz. You know, that turnover chain. I know you want to wear that turnover chain.
I just think about that every day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even play football, and I want to wear that. I want to go out there, pick a ball off, wear that turnover chain.
And just, you know, that's a good feeling to, like, you know, to me, that's a big accomplishment, just to be able to wear that. Not too many people say they can wear that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, being on Miami is a select few, but, you know, wearing that turnover chain, it's something different there, you know.
Yeah.
And the fan, I went to that Miami Florida State game at Hard Rock, and it was just a whole crazy atmosphere. You were?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I was at that game.
You know, that game was one where you say, like, this is Miami football. This is the atmosphere that we got, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I interviewed, like, a month ago, Isaiah Walker. He committed to Miami, offensive lineman. He was like, yeah, what was most intriguing, just putting on for your city, you know? So it's a pride thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, you were talking about what was most intriguing about Miami. Did you take any visits? Did you visit Miami at all?
Yeah, I visited Miami on my junior day.
Oh, all right. Did you, were there any players on campus or coaches that you know, you've been talking to, or I guess befriended?
Basically, I was talking to my D-line coach, Coach Stroud, and he was there. He was showing me plays that they run in Miami, and he was showing me the scheme that they run defensive-wise and, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Did you visit anywhere else?
When I took my college tours, I visited Clemson, Georgia Tech, who else? Virginia Tech, Kentucky, Louisville, and Ohio State.
Wow, those are the big schools there. You know, which one of those visits really stood out to you? Like, you know, like where you realized that it's a big decision to make.
I would say Ohio State was a really big one because Ohio State had some stuff that I like really blew my mind that I thought they would never have.
Yeah.
You know, their player development is really good. And, you know, you could tell the players get treated with love by the coaches and, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. What would you say? So back to your game, you're a defensive end. What would you say your biggest strength in your game is?
My biggest strength, I would say I'm very powerful in the run game. You know, I could stop the run very easily. My run game is a little stronger than my passing game. I can stop the run very easily.
Yeah, you got that swim move? You got that swim move?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that big swim move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all. Is there one thing that you could work on or maybe improve on before you get to college?
What I said I can work on is staying low, you know, using more moves.
Yeah.
And I can work on my balance too because I'm a little clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good that you got things to work on, and also you got a very strong, you know, strength. You know, stopping that run is big. You know, obviously Miami's got a good defensive end room right now. We got Jalen Phillips, Greg Rousseau, and Quincy Roche.
Yeah.
Who are you most excited to play for or play with?
I'm really excited to play with my teammate, Allen Hay. You know, because me and him are like best friends. He's another Miami commit. And, you know, just to keep that dynamic duo legacy to continue, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome that you got buddies also going to Miami, you know. It's fun to play with your boys and put on for your city, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It is.
Yeah. You got any other hobbies besides football? Anything else?
What can I say I like to do? Well, I like to read and I like to meditate. So
those are all good, yeah.
Yeah, those are all like to relax my mind, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. What would you say the reasons you started playing football were? Like why'd you start playing football?
It was really my uncle really got me into playing football because, you know, I was always used to just throw the ball around with him. And then, you know, he would always take me to Little League practice. And, you know, I also like to hit and all that stuff. So it's like ever since then, I've just been growing into football and just liking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so many people told me I had so much potential in it. And, you know, ever since then, I've just been doing it.
Yeah. So right now on 24/7 Sports, it's got you at a 3-star, and in your IG bio it says you're going to be a 5-star. You think you'll be a 5-star?
I most definitely think I would be. I know I would be a 5-star. That's just the confidence I have in myself, you know.
Yeah. I mean that's I love that. I love to hear that. You know, I think you'll be a 5-star too. I've been watching your highlights, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Looking good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there, you know, that want to play D1. What do you think goes into being a D1 athlete? Like, what do you need to be a D1 athlete?
Really, I just think you have to be mentally tough, be smart, know what you're doing, and just staying healthy, really. Because to me, size don't matter. If you got heart, then size don't matter.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you can ball, you can ball. So.
Yeah, it's good. You know, fighting the dog, not the dog in the fight, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think we can go. Last question. What is next for you? What are your goals?
My big thing is staying healthy, you know. I always just keep my body up to date, just never slack off, just really just staying healthy around this time.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the only thing, really, just taking everything one step at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. I think I could speak on behalf of the Miami fan base. You know, we're really excited to have you. You know, mm-hmm. I know you're going to be that 5-star. I know you're going to get that 5th star, man.
Yes.
All right, bro. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing this. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you for listening, guys. That was Jamal Johnson, Miami Hurricane commit in the class of 2022. This has been the 312 Show. Thanks for listening.